Alright folks, welcome back to Fortitude First. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and today we're diving into something super important, something that trips us all up from time to time. Self-forgiveness. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of past mistakes? Yeah, me too. It's heavy, right? That weight can keep you stuck in the past, holding you back from moving forward with your life. But guess what? We all mess up. It's part of being human. The key isn't about avoiding mistakes because, let's be real, that's impossible, but learning to forgive ourselves and get back in the game. Now, before we go any further, I want you to know this. Self-forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or saying what you did was okay. It's about acknowledging your humanness, understanding that you made a choice based on the information you had at the time, and then letting go of the guilt and shame that's holding you back. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of self-forgiveness. First, acknowledge your mistakes. Sounds simple, right? But a lot of us try to sweep our blunders under the rug, pretending they never happen. That only allows those feelings of guilt and shame to fester. Instead, own up to what you did. Look at it head-on, without judgment. Second, understand your motivations. Why did you make that mistake? Were you stressed? Did you feel pressured? Understanding the context behind your actions can help you see them more clearly and lessen the sting of regret. Remember, we're all driven by a mix of conscious and unconscious desires, fears, and experiences. Third, practice empathy. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a friend who made a similar mistake. We're way too hard on ourselves sometimes, but imagine if you had someone in your corner offering support and encouragement, wouldn't that make a difference? Offer that same compassion to yourself. Fourth, focus on learning and growth. Mistakes aren't failures, they are opportunities for learning and growth. What can you take away from this experience? How can you use it to make better decisions in the future? Reframing mistakes as lessons learned helps shift your perspective from one of negativity to one of progress. Finally, take action and move forward. This is where things get real. You've acknowledged your mistake, understood your motivations, practiced empathy, and focused on learning. Now it's time to put that knowledge into action. Make amends if necessary, learn from the experience, and keep moving forward with your life. Think about a time you messed up pretty badly. Maybe it was a big project at work, a hurtful comment you made to someone close, or a promise you didn't keep. How did you handle it? Did you beat yourself up over it, or did you try to forgive yourself and move on? I've definitely been there. I remember one time I completely bombed a presentation in front of a huge crowd, the kind that makes your palms sweat just thinking about it. I was mortified. For days, I replayed the whole thing in my head, agonizing over every stumble and awkward pause. But then, I realized holding onto that shame wasn't going to change anything. So, I did what I had to do. I apologized for the rough performance, learned from my mistakes, and vowed to be better prepared next time. It didn't erase the past, but it allowed me to move forward with a lighter heart and a renewed sense of purpose. Remember, folks, self-forgiveness is a gift you give yourself a chance to heal, grow, and live a more authentic life. Don't let the weight of past mistakes hold you back any longer. Take a deep breath, acknowledge your humanity, and step into the power of forgiveness. It's time to set yourself free. So, what are you waiting for? Practice self-compassion today. Reflect on a mistake you've made and consider these key takeaways. Share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. It just might change their life. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Until next time, keep your heads high and your hearts open.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.